Environmental activists say the clock is ticking for residents as the Albany County Executive considers whether to sign a local clean air law. County Executive Dan McCoy has had the clean air law on his desk since August 13th. The Democrat must decide by September 10th whether to sign or veto the bill.
We've been reviewing it at the Department of Law. I've been a little crazy, you know, with everything going on. And, you know, so I'm letting my law department cross their T's and dot their I's on this. And we had the public hearing last week, so we took that into consideration. You know, my biggest concern is LaFarge sued in Maryland and prevailed in federal court. So is to make sure it's written properly so we can enforce this if that's the route that we take and we don't lose in court.
The LaFarge cement plant in southern Albany County has been interested in burning tires for some time. Activists warn burning tires is dirtier than the coal that the plant currently burns. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck says while McCoy should definitely take his time with it, the sooner the Clean Air Act is signed into law, the better.
There was a public hearing on this last week. People overwhelmingly spoke in support of the Clean Air Act. Did the Albany County Legislature, when they voted at a very wide margin in a bipartisan way by a vote of 32-7 to adopt this law. Now, I know that LaFarge is threatening to sue the county if they stand up for the people who live here who want clean air. And I think that the county executive can work with the county legislature to address any legal concerns that he has. After he signs the bill into law, they can make what's called chapter amendments, because we all want this law to hold up in court.
McCoy says it's not that easy.
You know, the legislature didn't work with our Department of Law. They didn't show it to us after they voted on it. So we're just trying to figure it out. And if people know me, I do have an environmental friendly, great record. But I want to be able to prevail in court and to make it stick. So until I get my briefing from Eugenia, our county attorney, and other people that have been working on this, I'm not going to rush to make a decision. You know, I want to make sure when we do this that it's done right and that we prevail in court if that's the route that we end up going, because LaFarge has already said they're going to take us to court.
Enck maintains any legal kinks can be worked out later.
I think the county executive cares about the environment. My guess is he doesn't want millions of tires burned on his watch, and therefore this can be worked out with the county legislature. It starts by the county executive signing this bill into law.
If signed, Local Law B will stop new waste facilities from setting up shop in Albany County. It will stop LaFarge from burning tires and trash at its Ravenna plant, and will prohibit Norlite in Cohoes, which burned toxic firefighting foam for 2 years, from burning new waste. LaFarge Holcim did not return calls for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.